The following is a presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports. Live from the legendary Catfish Hole in Fayetteville, you're on the air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee. Your chance to talk to the head coach of the Hogs begins now on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris is brought to you by Lindsay. Lindsay is number one in apartments, golf, and real estate. West Rock Coffee, the official coffee of the Razorbacks, roasted right here in Arkansas. Find West Rock locally, online, and proudly served in Razorback Stadium. First Security Bank, what's your better? Get there with First Security. By your Arkansas Ford dealers, the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Razorbacks, built Ford tough. By Pepsi, all for the Hogs. Petty G Meats, proud to be the official ham and bacon of the Razorbacks. Taste the difference with Petty G Meats. By Shelter Insurance, Shelter is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Arkansas-Missouri Battle Line Rivalry football game. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital. Go where the Razorbacks go. By the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. For consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. CenterPoint Energy. Proud supporter of Razorback Athletics. Always there. And by the legendary Catfish Hole Restaurants. Proudly serving the best fish, chicken tenders, and hush puppies anywhere in Arkansas. Now, let's talk Arkansas football. Alongside head coach Chad Morris, here's your host, the voice of the Razorbacks, Chuck Barrett.
Man, they do know how to call the Hogs at the Catfish Show. How about that, Coach Morris, as we get started on Wednesday night?
Good stuff right there.
We welcome you. We're glad you're with us on a Wednesday night. We're on the air with Chad Morris, brought to you by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee. And how about them Hogs, 1-0 after that win over Eastern Illinois on Saturday afternoon. Headed out to Colorado State for a ball game on Saturday night. And first things first, Coach, let's talk about today. How'd it go for your football team today?
Well, we had a good practice today. You know, the heat was pretty good first half of practice, and had to kind of call them up right there, kind of readjust a few things. And as we do at every halftime of practice and get ready to go for the second half, they finished strong. But a lot of excitement. These guys are ready to go.
Kind of give us a sense going back to the practice field. You win a ball game. There's things to correct. How do you handle a team, and really what was their attitude coming back?
Well, when we came back in Sunday, that's first and foremost. We're back on the practice field Sunday night, and we went through all the corrections that have to be made, grading the film. The coaches will get together an early part of Sunday, and usually we rally them up around 1 o'clock. They get a chance to go to church and then come in, and we have a big staff meeting at 2:45, and we'll go through the grades. And Coach Chavis will kind of go through his breakdown of the entire defense, and then every position coach goes through their breakdown. And same way with Coach Craddock on the offensive side of the ball. And we'll go through the grades. We'll talk about things that we got to improve on, talk about things we did good, and then we get to the players and tell them our players of the week and things we got to improve on, and then we break them off into our segment meetings and start our corrections. And that's usually the way it goes.
How about those five turnovers Saturday for the defense? It seems like a lot of that's just being around the football.
Well, I think the first thing that you look at, and we talk about in our motto, is you got to play with toughness and a relentless pursuit to the ball mentality. And we talk about that all the time. It's all about the football. And the faster you play and the more relentless you play getting to that football, the more hats you can get in that picture, a lot of great things happen. And you saw that the other night. We had six fumbles and five turnovers that we got out of the six. And you can win a lot of ball games creating that many turnovers.
I know people, as they were driving home, they were talking about Ty Story and his play. The thing that stands out on some of the throws, certainly, but I think about the touchdown run, his competitiveness as the play unfolds. He finds a way to make the play.
Well, I'm very proud of that young man, a guy that Cole started the game, and Cole did some really good things and was 9-12 and And then Ty was coming in. It was scripted all along. We were going to put him in the fourth series of the game, regardless of the situation. It did not matter. And Ty came in, saw an opportunity, stepped up on a big third down play, completed a big pass down the middle to Jordan Jones, and it just seemed like it gave everybody a breath of air, and he took off. His confidence level rose, and he led the team down and scored the next few times down, and being able to run a touchdown in, throw a couple touchdowns. I mean, it was our three touchdowns and run one rushing, going 12 of 17. So I'm really proud of him. And the thing you love about both of these guys is one, you know, Cole was on the sidelines and being a great teammate and encouraging Ty all along. And Ty was out there and competing and coming over and making adjustments and just battling. And you'd love to watch his competitiveness.
I read where you made the comment as the first half went on that you wanted to see your team take some shots. What was happening that made you feel like that's what they needed to do?
Well, they were just loading the box up. And, you know, we went into the game with the intent to run the football. And they just kept bringing the safety down and slanting their fronts and just forcing us to throw the ball. And they were trying to test out the quarterbacks. That's the only thing you can think of. And, you know, at some point you're like, look, I'm tired of banging my head against the wall. We need to take some shots down the field. And talking to Coach Craddock on the headsets and said, look, let's just do it. Let's take some shots. Let these guys make some plays and see if we can't open this thing up. And that's what we did.
You said there'd be some true freshman play, and I think I'm accurate on this. Five of them played in the ball game, and all of them, you know, they were out there for a reason. You obviously think they can help.
Yeah, we had five true freshmen, and we had six people get their first start, and six additional. And so there was a lot of newcomers out on that field, and it was great to see. You know, great to see some of these freshmen out on that field, and, you know, that just tells you the future keeps getting brighter and brighter, and these guys are getting great game experience. And, you know, I was hoping to get some more freshmen in and anticipate, you know, in the future weeks to be able to get more and more in and take advantage of that redshirt rule.
I know some of the young guys you played were on the offensive line. Are you closer maybe to getting, you know, I think about Dylan Hayes first. Are you closer maybe to getting all your pieces back together?
We are. We really are. You know, Colton Jackson is a young man that actually got in pads this week and hit the sled and really kind of gave a lot of excitement to that offensive line when they saw him run out there with his pads on. And so, you know, to see him, you know, coming back, hopefully to be able to maybe get him back next week, we're getting closer, which will provide that depth that we need. You know, you're going to see guys like Ty Clary is going to get in, and he's going to get some playing time at that left guard, and Austin Capps is going to get in. You're going to see him play and Noah Gatlin this week as well. So there's going to be a little bit more of a rotation in there this week.
You go to Colorado State, first road trip of the year. I thought your comments last week were interesting about how you approach this and you want your team to approach this very much as a business trip.
It is. It's all about business. It's not a vacation, and it's a business trip, and we're going to look like businessmen when we step on that plane, we step out of that locker room, and regardless where we're at, whether we're going 5 miles up the road or 500 miles up the road, we're going for business. And that's no different. Our guys were in suits and ties. They looked great the other night. And I tell them all the time, if you look good, you feel good. You feel good, you play good. And so that's no different this Friday. We'll get on that bus and head to the airport. And, you know, a lot of the first, this being the first road trip, there's a lot of things we have to work out. There's some things that you adjust your week as far as your preparation with your coaches. And my time as a head coach has to be, you know, dictated with, I spend a little bit more time with Randy during this, Coach Ross, our director of football ops, and making sure our travel schedule lines up and how we travel. And so there's a lot of moving parts on these first road trip.
Anytime anyone plays a game in Colorado, there's the obligatory question about altitude. So I'll just throw it out there. Does that have anything to do with anything?
Well, you know what? People have asked me that all week long, and you know, my response is, you know, Hawaii went there, and Hawaii's 3 feet above, you know, 3 feet above. And so, you know, I think a lot of it is what you read into it. And, you know, I think the number one thing is we've all traveled and been up in higher altitudes is you just got to hydrate. You have to hydrate. You have it, you know, if you don't, you have a bigger chance of dehydration and cramping up. And so, you know, we've really stressed hydrating to our players this week and taking care of business.
Colorado State's played two games. You know they're looking for that first win. As you have looked at their video, what do you see?
Well, this is a dangerous football team. Their back's against the wall. They've had to make some adjustments. I know Coach Bobo has really simplified things. He's came out and said that, and they've got to worry about themselves. And just like I've said all along, we've got to worry about being the best Arkansas Razorback football team that we can be. First and foremost, we got a lot of things we got to correct. And they're in the same boat. They're 0-2. They're at home. They're going to have a good crowd. This is an opportunity for them to see that they can get their season back on track. And they're selling out for this and trying to just to be their best. And so as I've shared with our team, look, this is all about going up there and us improving from the mistakes that we made last Saturday. Let's worry about the Arkansas Razorbacks, and then we'll move forward from there.
All right, folks, that's how we start on a Wednesday night. We've got Austin Cantrell and Michael Taylor that are going to be in here in just a few moments. They're going to join us. They're going to be our player guests coming up. Quinn Grovey's going to be along, so we've got a lot left to do. Stay with us. On the Air with Chad Morris continues in just a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
It's here. The 2018 Ford F-150 XLT. The truck you've always wanted. Now with an offer you'd never expect. For a limited time, get a premium leather interior and a full spray-on or drop-in bed liner at no extra charge. The luxury you want with an offer you can't pass up. Hurry, this no-charge premium leather and liner offer ends soon. Catskin premium leather valued at $1,695. Bed liner $450 equals total package value of $2,145. See your Ford dealer for details.
Life is better with football and with First Security. We have the resources and the know-how to tackle your needs, plus a local team you can count on, so you're making better plays because First Security is making better happen during this season and every season. What's your better? Get there with us. Stop by your local First Security banking center or visit us online at fsbank.com today. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion of the cross and the security of the shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 65 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westbrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Folks, we welcome you back. We are on the air with Chad Morris. We are live at the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. And this is our Ask the Coach segment. It's brought to you by Academy Sports. Now, some of you in the audience, I've got some questions. Others may want to raise your hand. We'll get to you. So we're going to start, Coach, right over here to your left. David's going to go first.
Thank you, Coach. David from Fayetteville. When you go out of state or out of town or out of state like this to Colorado State, how does recruiting work? I mean, I know you can't. Can you have recruits on our behalf there And are we, if you could talk about that for just a minute.
Great question. And everything we do is about recruiting, everything. And you can't. When you go on a road trip, you cannot have any recruits there that are on our behalf. Now, what happens is you'll play some teams that are maybe you're recruiting the same players, and they'll bring them in because it's their home game, and we can have zero contact with them. I mean, you cannot say anything to them. And so that's kind of the way that works. And same way when we bring them to our home field, if the other school we're playing is trying to recruit the same players, they cannot have any contact with them at that point. From a coaching standpoint, what we're going to do this week is because the coaches now can get out on the road recruiting starting September 1st. We're not going to let our coaches out this week being the first road game, but starting next Friday, you'll start seeing some coaches out on the road and around the area and around our state out recruiting. Great question.
All right, Coach, let's stay over here on your left side.
Hi, I'm Joanne. I'd like to know what you think of the new fair catch rule.
Yeah, it's interesting because after the first week of college football, I think it was pretty much about 50-50, people fair catching it and moving it to the 25. I think you saw that Saturday. There were several times they fair caught it, and then there's several times they brought it out. So I think what we found is that you cannot rely on that from a coverage standpoint, from a kickoff coverage standpoint. You have to treat it as if they're going to try to run it out every time. And we advanced every one of them as well. So I think it'll be dictated by each team that you play. And I like it. I think it allows you the opportunity to get the ball in that 25-yard line. And you know, I know why they did it. It's for the safety of these players, and I'm all in favor of that.
All right, Coach. This is the popular table tonight.
Hey, Coach. Dennis,
yes, sir.
From Rogers. It's kind of unusual this year, this early in the year. Colorado State's been on television twice already. Do you encourage your players to watch the game, or do they get groups together, or that kind of thing?
Yeah, they do. Actually, you know, we played the Beanie Bowl a couple weeks ago, and that was their first game. And so that night, after our fan appreciation day, a bunch of them got together and turned the game on and watched it. And even though we get it each week, so we're able to watch it in our office areas on our computers. But, these guys have watched. They had a chance to watch last Friday night as they were sitting in a hotel room after little minor meetings that we go through. We do our signal meetings. But, they'll get in there and start watching those games.
All right, Coach, one more from this table.
Hi, Coach. Marty from Fayetteville. My question is along the same line as the last one. When there are so many games like opening weekend of teams that you're going to be playing later in the year, do you watch all those games? Do you record them? Or do you just wait until closer to the time you're actually going to play them?
Well, a lot of it determines when, you know, if you're sitting around the hotel room or after our game, for example, you get back home, it's 8:30 at night, and, you know, you flip a game on it, you know there's going to be a common opponent down the road, and you just watch. You watch as a fan, if that's possible. From a coaching standpoint, it's really hard to watch football as a fan. You're always watching and watching the different personnel. But, no, we do. We watch it. But as far as grading it and breaking it down, we don't do that. We'll wait as it gets closer, and then we got a procedure that goes through our GAs, our graduate assistants, and our analysts, and how they break the film down and then present the reports to us each week.
All right, Coach, back over your left shoulder here.
My name is Greg. I just wondering, do you practice your guys out on the football field?
Yeah, we will. We as far as getting out on the game field, we don't. We don't do that. We'll work out in our practice indoor facility on Sundays and Thursdays. And then Tuesdays and Wednesdays are our big day, and we're outside. We'll stay outside regardless and trying to get the outside work in. But as far as moving over to the game field, you know, some coaches do it different. Some on Friday like to travel to the game field and have a little game prep. There's a lot of activity that happens in the stadium, especially in home games. There's people moving stuff into the suites, and there's television crews. And so there's a lot of people moving around, and, you know, the opponents coming in and unloading trucks. And so I just stay inside and take all the guesswork out of it, and not let anybody watch what we're doing. So I guess that's the paranoia a coach always has.
So.
All right, if you've got a question for Coach, if you'll raise your hand. Coach, we're going to move over to this side of the room this time.
Hey, Coach. Billy from Springdale. I heard you're a mathematics major. How does that give you an advantage as a head coach?
I am. I majored in math and minored in statistics, and I absolutely am just fascinated with numbers. My coaches hate that. They absolutely hate it because I'm always giving them stats and different numbers to look at and why aren't our numbers reaching this point and that. But I just think it allows you to just – it'll just think outside the box a little bit. We look at the stats, and I look at all the calculations of figures and probabilities of things. But more so than anything, I just think just from the ability just to think outside the box. And just when someone tells me I can't do something, I know I can. It's just we got to find out the right way to do it.
All right, we got time for one more. Anybody got a question for Coach before we wrap it up? I'm looking for hands. There we go, a close one. That's even better.
Hey, Coach, Kent from Fayetteville. What did you feel like was the most successful part of the game Saturday?
You know what? I was very impressed with the fans, the energy level, the excitement level. As we walked the hog walk, I want that to continue to grow. We had a really good turnout, but I want it to be 9, 10, 11 people deep and bringing kids out there and seeing these kids as they walk down there or these players. I thought our fans had brought the energy. I thought our football team fed off of that as they ran through the A. Was incredible. And so I thought that was a big plus. But the biggest thing is I thought our guys were ready. I thought that they showed the energy, the excitement. They showed that, hey, look, we're a long way away, which is good. If we would have came out there and rushed for 600 yards and only gave up 2 yards, we wouldn't have been able to coach them this week. They'd have thought they invented football. And so there's a lot of things that we get to do and excited about to be able to go in and do some corrections. So it's a great start, but I'm excited about what I thought was just the way that these guys came out and just flew to the football.
All right, our Ask the Coach segment brought to you by Academy Sports. We thank all of you for taking part. We'll do it again next week. Stay with us. More to come. We're on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
You're listening to On the Air with Chad Morris. Fans, don't forget the Battle Line rivalry continues November 23rd on Black Friday in Columbia. Your Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mizzou Tigers, with Mizzou leading the series 3-1. Round 5 is sure to rock the gridiron and heat up the border. And it's all being presented by Shelter Insurance. We're back at the Catfish Hole after this timeout on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Proud partner of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
I'm Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. I want to protect Arkansans from scams, fraud, and ID theft. This is the Rutledge Report.
Scam artists are quick to swindle hardworking Arkansans. From phone calls or emails claiming to be Publishers Clearinghouse saying you won a prize, to a fake IRS agent threatening arrest for unpaid taxes. Remember, if an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Find out how to avoid common scams at ArkansasAG.gov. And on Twitter at AG Rutledge.
Hog fans are loyal, and Domino's rewards loyalty with free pizza. Now Domino's has made it easier than ever for loyal friends like you to score free pizza when you order online, in-store, or by phone. Start earning points for your free pizza any way you order today. That's any way you order, online, in-store, or by phone. Sign up for Piece of the Pie Rewards online at dominoes.com/rewards. Open only to U.S. residents 13 and older with a pizza profile account. Only one order of $10 or more per day earns points. Points must be redeemed online.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
All right, folks, let's welcome in Austin Cantrell and Michael Taylor. So we continue with On the Air with Chad Morris. Welcome, guys. You walked right in off the practice field. You hadn't gotten a chance to eat yet. And, Austin, you're going to get a chance to do that in a minute, and Quinn's going to talk to you, too. But I got to ask you before we get into that. You were the anchor leg on your relay team. I know you've been asked this before. Did you, like, go up and say, you know, I'd be good on that? Or did your coach just look at this big guy and say maybe he'd be the one? How did all that happen?
I guess I've always kind of been pretty fast for my size, and I really don't even know how it happened. I guess it just he felt comfortable with putting me in the, at anchor, and it worked out pretty good. I mean, we won state, so.
Well, yeah, it pretty much speaks for itself. Yep. Hey, Michael, we've heard about you from the minute you walked on campus, but I got to tell you, walking in here tonight, I see this lean guy, and, you know, I know you've been in a big training program and such during the course of the offseason. Kind of take us through that. And what that's been like for you over the course of the last several months?
It's been a great transition. I mean, Coach Truth and all of them came in, and we really hit the running, and we got into the weight room, and it was no joke. I mean, there was days I just wanted to lay in my bed after running. I was just like, I can't do this, but I got to do this, you know. So we came in, and he really got us right. I slimmed down and lost like 10, 15 pounds, but I feel the best I've ever felt I've been here.
I need to get on that program. Let's welcome in Razorback great Quinn Grovey, everybody.
Now, Austin, Chuck just talked to you about anchoring the relay team at your high school. Yep. Now, what I was told was on that touchdown pass, you reached 20 miles an hour, and you would have got speeding tickets all over campus when you hit down that sideline. How'd you feel about that touchdown and what was going through your mind when you caught that ball? Because you turned it up and it was full throttle.
Yeah, so I caught the ball, and I, you know, this is one of the first times since I've been in Arkansas that I've caught a ball and just been able to like open up a little bit, you know. And so I seen I just see it and I'm thinking, wow, I'm glad it wasn't 10 yards further because I mean that guy would have caught me. But it was fun.
Now, Michael, you got a junior college background. So when you stepped on campus here at Fayetteville and you saw the facilities and just all that stuff, what was going through your mind?
I was speechless. I couldn't really say much, to be honest with you, because come from junior college in California, it's much different than D1 football. So to see all the facilities, everything they have, like to have a cold tub, we didn't have that. I mean, you go home, put ice in the tub, and then that's your cold tub. But to see all the stuff that we have over here and all the resources that we should take advantage of, it was pretty cool.
Now, this is for both you guys, and Coach talked a little bit about it, but you had the hog walk, and you were going through, and the fans were going crazy, and you were in the tunnel getting ready to walk out and run through the A. What was that experience like for both of you guys?
You got it.
Okay, well, mine's actually – it was funny. It was exciting. Mine was funny. I have a funny story. There was a guy, he was holding a cable, and he was holding it out of the way, and I went to give someone a high five, and I think I hit him right in the face. But no, I mean, it was fun though. It really was. It's exciting. I love the new facility we got. The locker room's awesome, and I mean, it really is. It's top notch.
All right, Michael, what about you?
I don't have a story like that, but it was pretty cool, especially in those all whites. That was something special. So I really enjoyed it.
Now, Austin, one of the things is, I mean, we know that this has been like tight end you, running back you, and you guys have got a lot of great guys in that tight end room. Just talk about just, you know, the tight end room and what those guys all bring to the table along with you.
I mean, I think we all kind of have our own separate skill set. A lot of these other guys are bring more of a receiving aspect to being a tight end. But also, you know, some of the other guys are good blockers, you know. And I think the best thing about it is that we're all just – we kind of have our own special skill set. And we do have depth, and we can do many different things with each of us.
Now, very much like me, I'm from Oklahoma. I'm from Duncan, Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and you're from Roland, Oklahoma.
Yep,
and I decided to come to Arkansas, and I turned down Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, and you kind of did the same thing. Mm-hmm. What drew you to Fayetteville and University of Arkansas?
Honestly, my coach, my head high school coach, came to me. He's like, you know. Arkansas wants you to come up there. I hadn't even thought about coming to Arkansas. You know, I did want to go to OU and OSU, but I came up here and I first time I ever been to Fayetteville. I love the place, and I think part of it is because it's a little bit closer to home for me. I wanted to be closer to home, but also, man, once you get up here and you realize that this is, you know, Arkansas just has like the best fan base, you know, and they're not gonna kick you to the curb or anything, you know, they're always there, win or lose. Yeah. So
I'm a prime example. They won't kick you to the curb.
Yeah,
I'm a prime example. Yeah. So Michael, you got your first start, and so how was that? How exciting was that for you?
It was pretty exciting, and my dad was here, so that was pretty cool. I mean, for him to see me play and stuff like that, it's been a long time, so I thought that was pretty exciting for me.
Well, that defense really came with it, and you talk about five turnovers, creating five fumbles. I mean, that's pretty hard to do. You know, Coach Chavis has really tried to create that mentality with you guys, and just really how'd you guys go out there and execute that?
Well, I mean, the guys were just going out flying around, and the thing about us is, like, we got depth, and it wasn't just one group of guys playing, it was a whole group of guys playing, and we just had guys rolling in there giving 100%, and that's the best part about it is, like, when one of us gets tired or we can't give 100%, somebody else could come in and give the same production that we just gave, so we were just flying around everybody.
Yeah. Now, Austin, one of the things that I found out is I heard you are a big bologna guy. What? You love bologna?
I do like bologna, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
I don't know who told you that, but yeah, it's true.
I heard you're a big bologna guy. Yeah. So how do you like your bologna cooked?
How do I like it? I mean, anyway, I don't think you can mess it up, really, honestly.
All right, guys, stay put. Austin Cantrell, Michael Taylor, back with more in a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
It's football season in Arkansas. Tailgating with your friends and family, you want the best meat on your grill. Pettigene Meat makes the best hot dogs. The Pettigene Griller or the all-beef Frank will score big time.
Oh, you want to complete that tailgate meal? Pettigene Meats has the hickory smoked Arkansas sausage, hot links, and Polish sausage. Oh, the best hickory smoked bacon around. Pettigene Meats, and taste the difference. It's the official bacon and ham of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Getting off the injured list and back on the field is a goal. So when you're facing a sports-related injury like a sprain, fracture, break, or dislocation, bring it to Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital, the official medical provider of the Arkansas Razorbacks. We provide a range of treatment and services, including physical therapy and minimally invasive surgical procedures for your hip, knee, and shoulder. To learn more, visit northwesthealth.com. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital is owned in part by physicians.
Every day the unstoppable, do the impossible, we the undeniable, royalty indefinable.
Ford knows that your vehicle is a reflection of you, so they design beautifully innovative, stylish cars like the Explorer, Escape, and Fusion to make your journey safer, smarter, and more dynamic. Ford, born to roll. Roll on, sister, roll on, roll on. Learn more at IamBornToRoll.com.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westbrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Let's welcome back Michael Taylor and Austin Cantrell as we continue with On the Air with Chad Morris. Hey, Michael, you know, we've talked a lot about Coach Chavis, got a new coordinator. How did that change for the defense? I mean, from the first day, what was different?
Well, the defense was different. One thing that Coach Chavis was very specified on was he wanted to make it the defense easier to understand so we can play faster. So one thing I really like about this new defense is I understand it to the T. Like, I know what I'm doing, where I need to be, when I need to supposed to be there so I can play as fast as possible. And I feel like that's just the best part about the defense.
Austin, you obviously were a part of the transition like everybody else, but your position coach stayed the same. Mm-hmm. Did that help you?
I think so, yeah. He was able to relate the old offense to this new offense for us tight ends, and I think that really helped us pick it up a lot quicker and just kind of keep rolling.
And for both of you, just overall, and I guess particularly for you, Austin, as you make a transition like that, how important is it to lead? How important is it to lead by example, to buy in, so to speak? And I want both of you to talk about that because obviously you were recruited to play by other guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess really whenever Coach Morris and his staff showed up, I just kind of – they kind of took me under the wing as like being a leader because under the old staff, I was growing there, and then after these guys came in, they kind of – once they gave me that chance, I kind of just took off and run with it. But I think it was very important for me to do that as a tight end, just because you know we've lacked that the last year or so, and not that I'm the only one that steps up. But, you know, we got other guys in the room that do help lead, but I think it's very important. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it was I bought in pretty easy, pretty fast. I mean, it was I think the last system I kind of struggled in, so this was kind of an opportunity in disguise for me, I would say. So when it all came down to me being a leader, I've never really been the spokesperson or leader like that, but I try to lead by example and doing what they said. And once I bought in, things just fell into play.
Now, Michael, we talked about Austin's track prowess. Now, from what I understand, you also have a distinguished track career. Why don't you talk a little bit about your track career?
Yeah, I do. So when y'all started talking about Austin's track career, I was just like...
Yeah, he was getting mad about it.
I was a little hurt because I was like, damn, I have a track career too. Like, but I actually went to college. I went to the school at North Carolina Central for track and not for football. So I ran the 110 hurdles, the 300 hurdles, and the 4x1. So I won states for that in the state of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. Now, Austin, being a tight end and, working under Coach True, I know you've dropped some pounds. How has working with Coach True just help you in route running and all that type of stuff?
I mean, the whole philosophy is completely different from what Coach Herb used to do. And we really focus on more explosive movements and being able to just, really just be more explosive, as a person and as an athlete. And I think that's really helped me. Being able to run routes, get in and out of cuts, and then when I go to block someone, come out of my hips and really just kind of dominate guys,
Yeah. Now, let's just talk a little bit about last week. I mean, we'll start with you, Michael. I mean, defensively, how do you feel the defense performed, and what do you guys want to get better at?
I think we played pretty well. We was flying around. We was making turnovers. The guys were excited. Everybody was contributing. And it was just I think it was a good icebreaker for us to just be out there making turnovers like that and be excited and just not even really looking at who we were playing, just playing how we would want to play at any game. So I feel like that's really good for us to just build on as we go through the season.
Yeah, Austin, for you, how about the offense?
I think we started off a little bit slow that first quarter, and but after we got rolling, man. But one thing I definitely think we're going to have to work on is running the ball. We didn't have near as many yards as I think we should have. But, that's just going to come with more work and stuff. We'll get it down.
Now, Michael, we got Colorado State, and Coach talked about them being pretty dangerous at 0-2, and they're going to be playing with their backs against the wall. What do you see from their offense that you need to be aware of and what might cause you problems?
I feel like they're going to try and run the ball on us, but I think that's where they kind of – they're underestimating us because we're preparing for that. We know that they have a chip on their shoulder. They're 0-2, so they got something to prove, but so do we. So I feel like they're going to try and run it down our throats, but that's not going to happen.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. All right, Austin. How about you for the offense going against that Colorado State defense?
I think that their first two games, they were trying a bunch of different stuff that kind of got them – gashed a little bit, early in the game, and then like you watch the Colorado versus Colorado State game. They started off and like running like odd and stuff, and they were getting gashed pretty well, and then they got out of it. So I'm thinking that we're going to be seeing a lot more just their base defense and stuff, and they're going to just they're going to play tough, and they're going to give us all they got.
I want to go back to what Michael was talking about a minute ago. You're talking about your track, going to college, at least initially, to run track. What made you decide your future was in football? What made for the permanent switch?
It was – so I remember very – it was one day I was in my dorm in North Carolina, and football was going on, and I couldn't play because I was just there for track. So I was watching the games on TV, and I was just like, oh, why did I give that up? Like, that's – I got to do something about that. I love the game too much. So I talked to my dad, and we made a decision to feel like if I left here and go to junior college, that would be the best fit for me to maybe pursue my career in football.
Now, one of the things, my wife is trying to help me get back in shape, and we're talking about yoga. I know you guys do yoga, so.
Yeah.
Would y'all recommend that to me?
Yeah, I like it. I do that. Yeah, I'm not
I really
gonna
know if it's going to help. I mean, we don't really use it to get in shape. It's more of a recovery thing, yeah. Helps to stretch out a little bit and stuff like that. But it may help you. I don't know.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, I do it at home. I like it. I mean, I'm going to just be honest. I like it a lot.
All right. So just a couple of fun things. Let's talk about the best football movie you guys have been around. Remember the Titans, Friday Night Lights. Or anything else you got?
Nah, I just Remember the Titans for me.
I don't know if you. I like Friday Night Lights. But I don't know if you guys ever seen the movie The Program. I really like that movie.
The Program. Yeah.
I never seen that.
Yeah. So best like superhero movie: Avengers,
Guardians
Black
of the Galaxy.
Panther,
Guardians.
Star Wars.
Black Panther for me.
I like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah, one or two, both good. Deadpool's good too.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah.
Guys, how many in this room have seen those movies? Show of hands. Gino Bell's here. He saw it. All right, guys, we got to hit a break. Let's hear it again for Austin Cantrell and Michael Taylor. What a terrific job, guys. All right, stay with us. We got more to come after the break on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
You're listening to On the Air with Chad Morris. Fans, don't forget the Battle Line rivalry continues November 23rd on Black Friday in Columbia. Your Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mizzou Tigers. With Mizzou leading the series 3-1, Round 5 is sure to rock the gridiron and heat up the border. And it's all being presented by Shelter Insurance. We're back at the Catfish Hole after this timeout on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Life is better with football and with First Security. We have the resources and the know-how to tackle your needs, plus a local team you can count on, so you're making better plays because First Security is making better happen during this season and every season. What's your better? Get there with us. Stop by your local First Security banking center or visit us online at fsbank.com today. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Razorback fans, be a go-getter. Earn a degree from the University of Arkansas, no matter where you live. Study online, pay in-state tuition, and take your career to the next level. Apply now. Go to online.uark.edu to find a program that's right for you. The University of Arkansas Online at online.uark.edu. For the go-getters.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
We'll be right back.
welcome you back to the Catfish Hole as we continue with On the Air with Chad Morris. Razorbacks in Colorado State coming up on Saturday night, 6:30 our time, 6:30 Central Time for the football game. Coach is back up here at the table with us now. I'm going to ask you to talk about these two football players that were just up here.
Yeah, two great young men right there. I tell you what, we're very proud of where they are, and you know, they bought in from the day we got here. These two young men bought in and really helped, bring that leadership that it was going to take for all of them to buy into a new coaching staff and a new way of doing things. And, you know, I always talk about doing the right thing. And, you know, best is our standard. Regardless what we do, we're going to come out, we're going to give our absolute best. And these two young men bring it every day, and very proud to be their coach and very proud to be a part of their life.
And you know, these are great. These are guys, and I thought it was interesting hearing them talk about running track, and I'm sure that's not the only other sport that they participated in. We live in such a specialized world now. Some kids only play one sport. How do you feel about that? Do you think it's important that they play multiple sports?
You know, I'm cut out of the old school way of, I think kids have to compete. They need to compete, and the biggest at-risk program we have going for our youth today is athletics. And there's a point in time to specialize. Maybe it's going into your senior year, or maybe it's your junior year, to where you know you're going to be an elite Division I, you know, athlete in some certain sport. But, you know, as a freshman, as a sophomore, it's really that's too young. You want guys to play multiple sports, and here's why. And if we're recruiting, let's say we're recruiting four young men, and these two guys are playing multiple sports, but the other two guys that we're recruiting for the same position just play football. And if talent is equal, if everything's equal, we're going to take the player that plays multiple sports over the player that plays a single sport. And the reason why is because these guys are being used to being coached different ways by different coaches. And so they're able to adapt from one season to the other in dealing with this coach coaches me this way in football, and this coach coaches me this way in basketball or track. So that we know that they're able to adjust how they learn.
You've said many times about how, you know, there is there's so much in recruiting, you know, and in college football, every day is a recruiting day. Give us an idea on a daily basis about how you and how you ask your staff to handle recruiting.
Every Monday, Monday is our players' day off, and we set aside 2 hours every Monday for nothing but, no matter who we're playing, we block off 2 hours, and the defensive staff is working nothing but 2 hours of straight recruiting. We start every day off with a writing campaign, so we're writing recruits every day. But on Mondays, it's 2 hours blocked away of valuation, and we push them, what we call push through the pipeline. So if a GA sees a kid and we've got a film on a player, he'll get pushed into a pipeline that goes to a position coach. The position coach likes him. He gets in front of the coordinator and the entire staff, or defensive staff or offensive staff, whichever side of the ball this kid plays on. From there, if the coordinator chooses that this is an offer kid, we put them in three categories: offer and take, offer and manage, and offer if must. And so if he's pushed to an offer category, it's pushed to me. And I approve every offer that comes out of that building. And Wednesday nights, after my radio show, around 8:45, 9 o'clock tonight, I'll come in with our recruiting department, and I'll sit down, and we'll close the doors, and we'll go through every player that has been pushed through the pipeline through the course of that week. So I'll probably watch tonight somewhere around 35 kids, and there'll be some that the coordinators have offered that I may not be ready to jump out there yet. But and so it's there's always a check and balance, and but every day is about recruiting.
Social media is such a big part of it: Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. But you said something about writing campaign. Is there still a place for the handwritten note and all this?
Absolutely. You know, old school, you have to write a handwritten letter. And but you know, as kids do nowadays, and players do, prospects do, it's more about whether they open the letter or not. I want them to see that Hog logo sitting in their living room.
Makes sense. All right, quick break, folks. Back with more in a moment. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Is it still the same?
I just can't get her fever to break.
Every emergency that involves a child is a big deal. That's why Arkansas Children's Northwest offers the only pediatric emergency room in Northwest Arkansas. Fast access, pediatric experts, and kid-sized care 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Arkansas Children's Northwest, for being there when we needed it most. Arkansas Children's Northwest, across from Arvest Ballpark in Springdale.
George's Majestic Lounge and the Razorback Foundation present Cody Johnson and Friends.
That's why I'm proud to be her man.
Don't miss Cody Johnson live Friday night, October 12th at First Security Amphitheater in Little Rock.
Never seen anything wild as you.
Let Cody Johnson and Friends help you get your pregame on before the Razorback Ole Miss game. Portion of the proceeds to benefit the Razorback Foundation. Tickets on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. at georgesmajesticlounge.com, stubs.net, and codyjohnsonmusic.com.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. The Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. With a final wrap-up and look ahead, it's the last segment of tonight's show presented by Exmark Professional Mowing Equipment. Trusted 2-1 by top landscape pros over the next best-selling brand of zero-turn mowers. Once again, here's Chuck Barrett.
All right, one final time tonight. We welcome you back to the Catfish Show as we continue with On the Air with Chad Morris, Razorbacks in Colorado State. 6:30. Now, this is CBS Sports Network. It's not CBS. It's not like Channel 5 here in Northwest Arkansas. CBS Sports Network. So you have to consult your local listings for that. Coaches, you prepare to travel. We talk a lot about preparing a team to travel, and you kind of touched on how you do that. How do the coaches prepare? What do you do as a staff to get ready for a road trip like this?
Well, you try to a lot of things got to travel with you. You know, you got from little things like a laminator. You got to bring a laminator around so the GAs have their assignments, what to pack and make sure the analysts, the quality control, everybody's got their own responsibilities of what to make sure that doesn't get left behind. And a lot of times what happens is, like, for example, tomorrow our truck will leave. So a lot of the equipment will get packed. and leave out and start to drive up. And so you got to make sure things are on the truck and what can travel on the plane. And then from a coaching standpoint, you know, make sure, as the two coordinators do, make sure we don't forget the game plans. That's first and foremost. And then second of all, you know, as we bring these guys along, you know, the day happens a little earlier. These guys will get out of class a little earlier, and we'll go through all our normal Friday rituals that we do here at our stadium or at our practice facility. Because once we get on the plane, I want, when they get to the hotel on that Friday, there's a brief meeting that they'll each go through, but it's very minimal. I want it to be their time, and so we try to make sure they're on point and on time for that 6:15 and 6:30 chapel and meals.
And as far as your team goes, when you go on the road, I always think of that word poise, the importance of just playing with poise, conducting yourself with poise.
Yeah, there's a lot of distractions, and you have to bring your own energy. We talk about elite teams. Elite teams create their own energy. You're going into a hostile environment. You have to bring the energy. The coaches have to bring the energy. The equipment people have to bring the energy. The water people have to bring the energy. That's so much a part of who we are. Is, you know, and I'll tell them, don't forget to pack the energy.
All right, coaches, as you heard a few minutes ago, Coach's got some recruiting stuff he's going to work on tonight. If you'll let him exit, Coach Chad Morris, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We thank all of you for being here. A reminder, 6:30 on Saturday night, we'll be on the air with a pregame show at 3:30, and I hope you'll make plans to be there for that. And we're back here next week for more On the Air with Chad Morris.
Listening to On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris has been sponsored by Lindsay. Lindsay is number one in apartments, golf, and real estate. Westrock Coffee, the official coffee of the Razorbacks, roasted right here in Arkansas. Find Westrock locally, online, and proudly served in Razorback Stadium. First Security Bank, what's your better? Get there with First Security. By your Arkansas Ford dealers, the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Razorbacks, built Ford tough. By Pepsi, all for the Hogs. Petty G Meats, proud to be the official ham and bacon of the Razorbacks. Taste the difference with Petty G Meats. By Shelter Insurance, Shelter is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Arkansas-Missouri Battle Line Rivalry football game. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital. Go where the Razorbacks go. By the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. For consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. CenterPoint Energy. Proud supporter of Razorback Athletics. Always there. And by the legendary Catfish Hole Restaurants. Proudly serving the best fish, chicken tenders, and hush puppies anywhere in Arkansas. On the Air with Chad Morris has been an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.